67 today.
From Maui, Hawaii, and what a beautiful sunset I'm looking at right now as we are talking to you, as I said, live from the island of Maui. What a pleasure to be back in Hawaii again, and I feel very fortunate to be having this experience, of course. Not so fortunate for some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight on the show, including this Taliban capture. You want to get your blood pressure up. I feel so sorry for this kid from the National Guard in Iowa who was kidnapped by the Taliban. They've released a 28-minute video of him, which seems pretty coerced to me, and I just hope and pray that he gets out of this awful situation. And what do you think the U.S.'s role should be in helping the soldier? Let's hope they come up with something in a way to find out where he is and get him out of what could end up horrifically. I'm certainly not trying to go down that road, so let's hope for positive things for him. And I'll give you more details on what I'm talking about if you have no clue and haven't heard the story yet. We'll fill you in on that. And certainly the town of Ketchum, that's where the private is from, they absolutely feel the same way. So we'll dive into that. Hillary Clinton met with India's prime minister talking about terrorism and even talking about going green. Walter Cronkite, who was the man when it came to television news, remember JFK, the famous news reel where he announced that the president was dead and had been killed in Dallas, Texas, and there are other major events, the moon landing, of course, and some others throughout Walter Cronkite's years as being the man behind CBS. When you thought of CBS, it was absolutely all about Walter Cronkite. We're going to let you hear a little clip of a fascinating interview he did with Tim Russert, who was, of course, the longtime host of Meet the Press. Also coming up, the Daily Salute, and we're going to throw somebody in the dungeon. Can you guess who? Oof. Now, you might be able to guess who based on some things that I've already said. And we're going to talk about the British Open. I don't know how many people were watching the British Open because, of course, with a time difference. But being in Hawaii, I had a chance to watch the last four holes and then to see the playoff with Stuart Sink and Tom Watson. And I was so pulling for Tom Watson. For people listening that know where you might be in your late 50s heading into your 60s, I mean, this guy, here he is fending off all the young guys at 59 years old, having a chance to hoist the claret jug. He misses a putt on the 18th that I really thought he could nail that he didn't. It wasn't necessarily a gimme putt, but it was makeable. And Stuart Sink made an incredible putt on the 18th that sent them in to the playoff. And in the playoff in the British Open, for people not familiar with the format there, it's four holes, and Tom Watson, the wheels just started to fall off for him. But whether you're a sports fan or not, how many people could relate to this man at 59, what it would have meant for him to win the British Open? Just absolutely incredible. In fact, I'm going to say that Watson gets the Daily Salute for what he did. I'm sure it's no comfort to him. You could see that he just looks so disappointed, because there it was for the taking, and what a tremendous moment that would have been for him. But here's what Tom Watson had to say afterwards after losing.
Well, it was one of those things. It was just an extreme disappointment. I had the tournament in my grasp, and I let it get away, but I you know, I don't play second guess. I mean, I played the shots that I thought I should have played. I hit an 8-iron from a second shot on regulation 18 and hit it exactly the way I meant to, and it just went over the green and kind of presented me a situation. And I didn't handle that situation very well. I took a putter and thinking it was going to be slow into the wind up the hill, and I just hit it way too hard.
Now, for Stewart Cink, it couldn't have been a bigger moment. Of course, it had to be a little bit weird because the crowd was certainly pulling for Watson. He had made it so exciting the past 3 days, and it really looked like Watson was going to take it until it all unfolded at the end for him. But he couldn't have been more pumped up. His buddy Justin Leonard was sitting on the 18th green watching when he made the big putt, and then, of course, encouraging him throughout the playoff. But here's what Stewart Cink had to say.
It's starting to sink in a little bit. That sounds it's overwhelming. I mean, there's so many emotions just sort of flooding through, and I feel like I'm being caught up by every one of them. It's amazing. Mixed feelings, you know. I had such an admiration for Tom even before this, but this week, the way he's played has just been... it's blown everybody away, including me. And then, you know, I was a little regretful that I ended up pitted against him in the playoff. And the way it worked out, you know, I'm elated to have won. But Tom was great this week and a gentleman all the way to the very end.
Okay, so like I said, both of them pretty classy about handling the situation, but had to be very disappointing for Tom Watson. Did you happen to catch that at all, Matt Johnson? Did you catch any of the... our technical maestro, did you catch any of the British Open? Because, of course, you had to get up at the crack of dawn to do that. But did you catch any of it?
I actually did happen to see some of it. I had it on while I was dozing on and off because of, you know, I was out last night. And I tried to watch a little bit of it because I wanted to see Watson win. But I saw, I mean, he just completely biffed that last 18th hole.
He did.
I mean, it was just choke city. And that putt. I don't know what he was doing. It's just like not even close to the hole. He just completely yipped it, you know. He just not at all, not enough power. Was about, like, what, 2 feet from the hole and off to the right. And it was just a bad putt. And as soon as he did that, I was like, he's not going to win. Because it usually seems with the person who has the momentum going into the playoff always ends up winning it. Because if you're the guy who falters to get into the playoff, then you're thinking about that the whole time, about how you almost won it, and you don't want to lose it, you don't want to lose it, and then you go ahead and blow it.
Oh, absolutely. And he was one putt, 8 feet was all that really he needed, and he didn't, like you said, you had a better, much better description than me. It just was, it was kind of, you know, they say you Alice the ball when it doesn't reach the hole, and something, you know, it was like he yipped it. That's exactly what it was. So he showed his nerves, and it just never had a chance. And an hour later in those four holes, he didn't. And it was all about Stewart Cink, and he was out of that after really the first hole. Second hole, he was definitely sunk, and it was just not his day. And by the way, Cink made a 12-footer on the final hole of regulation. That's how far it was. And that's what happens to you. That's the game of golf. For all of us weekend warriors out there, you can certainly relate when the ball goes on the other side of the hole, or you're there and you just don't get the ball going and you don't have the roll. You end up like that. But anyway, daily salute goes to Tom Watson. Coming up on the flip side, Uncle Walter passes. We'll remember.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting, chewable, containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
So we're just talking about that here on America Tonight. Frank Sinatra said it best, that's life, and that's life. Tom Watson had a chance to rise to uber stardom for at least another 15 minutes in his life, and he blew it by getting the yips, and Stuart Sink instead capitalizes at the British Open. So still, Watson gets our daily salute. If it's any consolation, I'll be sending him our cheesy little certificate in the mail. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney broadcasting live from Maui, Hawaii, still watching the sun set on just a beautiful day on a very, very beautiful island, what can I say? And well, you know, as usual on this show, it's pure water cooler buzz. I like to say that it's the favorite show for everyone in America who has ADD. I certainly have a little bit of that, and some of you do, too, that call us quite often. We've got a ton of email. I'll go through a couple of those, and we're going to let you hear what Hillary Clinton had to say when she met with India's prime minister. We know what happened there in Jakarta, of course, how awful that was last week at the Ritz-Carlton and the Marriott, and what's the fallout from that? Who's really taking credit? It was a splinter group from Al-Qaeda, in fact, saying they were responsible for the car bombs. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two cents. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hello.
What? I believe the correct greeting would be aloha, huh?
Aloha, and of course everybody here says that, so it's like it just gets in burned in your brain. And then, Tomas, they say mahalo.
Oh, what's that mean?
It means thank you.
Oh, well, mahalo.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, you know, that Tom Watson, I mean, old is one thing, but this dude, you know, up until today, the oldest person to win the British Open was 46 years old. And Tom Watson is 59, and he almost won. And so apparently all the old folk are getting out there and you know, giving the young folk a, you know, quite a run for their money. Look at old Armstrong there. He's still, I think, in third place. He got beat a little bit by Contador in the stage today. I think he's down a minute and a half, but still, you know, he's doing better than, you know, 90% of the people out there. So, and look at Kent. I don't know. Is there any coincidence between you going to Hawaii and you dropping 15 pounds on the Shintrition? Is there any coincidence there?
There's no coincidence.
Okay.
It just happened that I had the chance to do it. No.
Yeah, right. Okay.
In other words, you're thinking, oh, she had to get into shape, so she had to do something. No. You know, my friend, you bring up a great point, though, about Watson and the fact that, yeah, at 59, and you think of, you know, who was the oldest person to ever win the British Open. And also, remember, you had Greg Norman last year who was challenging, and it looked like he might win the Open. So there's something that's been happening, at least for the people that make the trek over there. It's been incredible the past 2 years to watch it. And then Lance Armstrong, he's actually in fourth place right now, but right on the heels of Contador, who's leading. And you still have a bunch of stages left in the Tour de France. He still has a real good shot at it, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you know, on that prisoner of war thing, I don't like people putting these videos out and stuff, you know, because it's just giving propaganda to the enemy. That, I mean, we have so many weak-kneed people in this country that you show that on TV and they go, oh, my God, the war is terrible. Look, they're making us. You know, they can't. It's not like the old days where, you know, people were strong and they knew what was about. And the American of today just can't take, I mean, maybe not down there in Texas, you know. Texas is still a good Republican conservative state, but. You saw how the election went, you know, and a lot of these people, they're just not, they're into, you know, Halo and playing videos, but if they got to go run 2 miles, man, it's like, wait, I need my proper shoes, and then I need my proper nutrition, and then let me have my spandex, and oh, I have to put that little grease in between my thighs so I don't chafe, and it's not the same country as it used to be. So my vote on those POW videos is, don't even put them on because it's helping the enemy. But anyway,
interesting take on that. You know, does it help the private Bergdahl, the fact that they're showing the video, or does it hurt the cause? And in a way, it does hurt the cause. I just hope that this poor kid doesn't end up in a grisly situation. You could tell he was scared, and you could tell in the video they were making him say certain things. So now, you know, the ball is in whose court, because they're not dummies. There is a reason why they trotted him out. There's a reason why they kidnapped him. And what happens? What does the United States do, God forbid, if they end up killing him?
Well, you know, I mean, and now we have such a weak-kneed president that nobody in the world of any classification respects. I mean, they don't even want to shake his hand. You've seen those videos of those Russian businessmen. They didn't even shake his hand. Did you see that?
Yes.
I mean, that, you know, of course, the MSNBC didn't put that on. But, I mean, that's going on worldwide. And, you know, you got Israel now. Netanyahu just told Barack Obama, look, Jews will be able to live anywhere on earth. You're not going to tell us that Jews cannot live in anywhere. And especially, can you imagine somebody telling the Jews they can't live in Jerusalem?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
You know,
no, I agree with you.
That's not like a
so
black guy.
He's going to lose that battle
if
that, in fact, is what he's trying to do. And I don't blame Netanyahu at all. Because what gives us the right, you're right, what gives us the right anyway to tell them what they should do and how they should live, and the fact that they should give up XYZ land that they think is theirs to the Palestinians?
Didn't work before.
It didn't.
Know? If you want to do land for peace, the only way that works is you take the land and you establish peace. You don't give it back.
We've seen that happen before, haven't we?
Listen, thanks a lot. And I'm going to try and get some Marine wives over there in Honolulu to give you a call. I know a couple over there that were stationed over here, and maybe they give you a little insight on how that military thing works. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Thomas. Appreciate it. You have a good one. 800-259-5791. As I said, we have a slew of email, and I'll go over some of those, too, when we hit the inbox. But first, I mentioned the fact that Walter Cronkite is dead, that he died as we headed into the weekend. Not that the people didn't know that that was a possibility. A lot of, it had been talked about that he was ill, but Cronkite, when you think of television news, I went to journalism school at Ohio University, and that was somebody they always pointed out specifically in my television classes as somebody to emulate, his style, etc. And he's considered by many to be the godfather of, certainly with Edward R. Murrow, the godfather of journalism. And very famous for what happened with JFK and the sad, sad announcement that he had to make to the nation because so many people watched him, obviously, on CBS. And here is a clip of that, and he was on the Tim Russert show in the late 90s, and just a great interview by Russert where he asked him what was happening and what was going through his mind. As I said, here's a little bit of that.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Walter Cronkite, do you remember that day like it was yesterday?
Oh, absolutely, Tim. Every second of it, I think, from the time the very first bulletin came across the United Press wire that shots had rung out in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, as the president's motorcade went through the plaza, and then the increasingly serious bulletins that came until the flash that apparently he had been seriously wounded and the cars were on the way to the hospital. And then, of course, picking up the story at Parkland Hospital of the seriousness of his wounds, the unlikelihood that he would survive. Bob Pierpoint, our White House man, reporting that to us from inside the hospital. Dan Rather outside relaying it to us. It was a terrible time. For me, as we reporters do, our adrenaline pumps and you're concerned with covering the story for a while, but then the emotional aspect of it hit me when I had to say that the president was dead.
All right, you heard him say that that's when it got very emotional, and you could tell, if you've ever seen that newsreel, he was obviously shaken by what he had to announce to the nation. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to take you through what happened, swing through the country, some of the things that happened over the weekend, and also Harry Potter, what a huge success, the cha-ching at the box office, round the bend.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
The Secretary of State had to say, as far as her trip, or conversation rather, with the Prime Minister of India. We know what happened in Jakarta, but also as far as going green and talking about carbon emissions, that's coming up in just a few minutes. But here in America tonight, Kate Delaney broadcasting live from the island of Maui in Hawaii. We're just mentioning Walter Cronkite. Not everybody did love Uncle Walter. In fact, it's interesting. There is a very nasty, it just shows you people waiting to pick off your bones when you die. So Walter Cronkite dies at the age of 92, and barely a day after that is announced to the world that's happened, there is a nasty battle over a tell-all book, and apparently this book is going to allege that he never paid attention to his three children, that they hated him, that he suffered from dementia, that he had a nasty temper, and a slew of other things about Cronkite. His former chef and manager of his Martha's vineyard home for 10 years, a person named Terry Schwab, is the author of this book, and a lot of people are fuming over the idea that that's going to be out there and that it's a disgrace and that ultimately Terry Schwab is disturbed and this shouldn't be taken seriously, but, you know, once you put that titillating kind of stuff up there, correct me if I'm wrong, but controversy sells, whether or not it's true or it's half true or it's a little of this, a little of that, you know. And also one of the things in the book they're going to talk about apparently is that Cronkite was supposed to marry his girlfriend, who was the sister of singer Carly Simon, last July, but was talked out of it by people that were his friends in his inner circle or whatever, because they were afraid that he would lose, or they would ultimately lose part of his fortune, which is supposed to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 million. So Walter Cronkite, without controversy in his death, I guess that could be drudged up, dying on July 17th at the age of 92. He had been married to his wife for nearly 65 years. She died in 2005. Matt, doesn't it just figure that there's always some seedy people out there willing to make a buck on whatever it is that they want to exaggerate about you, or maybe even what they know about your personal life? Because, you know, what do any of us really know about Walter Cronkite other than he had that voice and was the face on the news forever and ever?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. Walter Cronkite, to me, you know, I was too young to kind of see him in his heyday, but I remember I was fascinated with JFK when I was younger, so I remember that clip that we played earlier. Just, you know, he had raw emotion right there. He was taking his glasses off. I remember that, and looking at the clock and kind of fighting back tears a little bit, and just you just felt it for him. And he was always, you know, he's just constant news pro, and he was the guy who, you know, Dan Rather took over for him, and it's kind of the torch has just been passed to these different generations of news anchors, but Walter Cronkite was kind of the golden boy that everybody measured up against.
Oh, absolutely. Well said. His shoes were tough to fill, and no matter what his personal politics were, it was nothing about that. It was the way he delivered the news, and that he had that authoritative way about him, the skill, because let's face it, that was what it was in those days, and he had the skill to deliver it, as you said. You could tell he was overcome by the emotion. He just talked about that in a clip that we played with Tim Russert, so there's no doubt that that was obviously something real that he felt. And frankly, let's be honest, how many news anchors can say that they can measure up to that kind of delivery? Look at the people that we have now. Do you think Katie Couric measures up to that? Charlie Gibson measures up to that? Do you think Brian Williams measures up to that? And different times and passing the torch, as you said, to different generations. And what is the future going to be in the business of broadcast news? It's changed so much anyway because of the advent of the internet and so many people, let's face it, getting their news that way. Or we talk about Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert and people watching those shows and liking the twist in it, the younger people. Certainly, I mean, I know I'm guilty of it. I watch that kind of stuff all the time, The Daily Show, etc., and getting stuff through the internet, and myself being in the business through people I know, etc., and doing some legwork. But if something happens, I'm going to head to people I know or through the internet most likely get a lot of information. Now, even presidents say they flip on some of the cable stations because they're 24 hours and they've got news people all over the world, so they get the feeds and stuff to you. But who measures up in the sense of the authority, the one person that you tune into? I mean, listening to me now, who is it that television-wise, television news-wise, that you tune into as ultimately where you get your news and feel confident that, okay, though, this is, you know, what happened? Because I think also with news now, there's so much opinion that it's like talk shows on TV when a news person is supposed to be objective and deliver the news. Are you truly getting the news where it's not strained through some system? I mean, let's face it, right? 800-259-5791. All right, Hillary Clinton has been leaning on the Prime Minister of India. Not so, I mean, obviously it's sad what happened in Jakarta and, of course, dealing with terrorism. But India has been saying, no way are we going to meet these carbon demands because they can't afford it. So they need a little help from their friends if they're going to meet the demands for these emissions that have been talked about. And India, of course, not the only country China is rebuffing it as well. So India on Sunday said, you know, this appeal by Hillary Clinton to embrace low carbon future, in which we would work together with the United States to devise new ways of consuming and producing energy, just will not fly. Clinton is on a 5-day visit to the country, and she's saying that low carbon emissions wouldn't jeopardize India's high economic growth rates and their goal of course, uplifting the people there, the millions of people who are eating dirt, who, you know, are riddled with poverty. So here's a little bit of what Clinton said.
I am very confident, and even more so after the discussion we just had, led by the minister, that the United States and India can devise a plan that will dramatically change the way we produce, consume, and conserve energy. Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and many other terrorist organizations are connected in a way that is deeply troubling to us, and I know to India, but it also now is troubling to Pakistan.
Mm. So, of course, India, obviously, part of that, and you heard the last part of what you were saying about the what's troubling to with Pakistan, et cetera, and then talking about terrorism. But in the first part, when you're talking about the emissions, which was the reason for the trip, there have been concerns not just about India, but also China, too, because now there's supposed to be this intensified dialogue with China. So India has felt a little brushed off, and, you know, will they play along? It's certainly not looking that way. As I said, they're blowing off the visit with Clinton, not blowing her off, but blowing off the idea that they're going to sign on the dotted line and say, absolutely, we're going to meet these emissions. We're going to meet these emission standards. We're going to be part of this. It's seeming very, very shaky. And if you're talking about population, you're talking about what's being pumped into the air and the industry, et cetera, well, obviously India would fall right into that category. They don't want to be told what to do, and they don't want to lose their bucks. That's absolutely. And it's interesting, in her visit, she actually stayed in Mumbai. So she stayed at the Taj Hotel, which was one of the targets of the terror attacks on the financial capital. Remember last November how horrible that was, where you had Americans and other people hiding under beds and calling people, even calling CNN while they were hiding out in a closet somewhere. Horrific pictures if you saw any of that whatsoever. I thought we were going to kind of leapfrog all over the place because there's a lot of things happening, from the swine flu to healthcare reform, and where's that going, and will the timetable be met for August? It's looking pretty shaky, and a lot of people besides the people listening to America Tonight have plenty to say about that, meaning opinion columns and pundits, et cetera, in dissecting the 1,000 pages. I said this before, what do we really want to know? What is it going to cost? What is it going to do to our health care? And how is it ultimately going to help the people who don't have the insurance? And how do you protect the small businesses? Because people are scared to death. I looked at unemployment figures just today, and if you look at the top countries, the top states on the list, California, almost at 15%. Rhode Island, almost at 15%. We know how horrific it is in Michigan, particularly in Detroit. And so the last thing anybody wants to hear is, man, some of these small businesses are going to have to close because they're never going to be able to afford what's going to be imposed upon them from the government, insisted upon as far as health care is concerned. We'll see if that's ultimately addressed as this thing takes shape, rather. How's the form going to end up, and can we really swallow it in this country? I don't know. We got a lot of emails on that, and that's coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
News you can't abuse, but first, let's head out to Tracy, who's listening to us in Hawaii. Aloha, Tracy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for the call. I'm just imagining that you are connected to Tomas in Michigan.
I am connected to Tomas in Michigan, yep.
Yeah, so I got to tell you. Now, you're in Honolulu, right?
Yep, mm-hmm.
And I'm in Maui, and I've been to Maui now. This is my third time being in Maui, and I just absolutely love it. But I think all the people in Hawaii have such a great attitude. It really, truly is kind of a laid-back atmosphere. And I think the people that live here have that, and correct me if I'm wrong, have this the hang loose attitude, like you see the symbol with the hands that you make that's on the shirts for the tourists. But I think that's really how people take life in Hawaii. They're not sweating the small stuff. Is that pretty accurate?
I think that might be for the local people. I don't know. I'm pretty surrounded by the military community, so I think that's a little different.
Yeah, and the military, what's the military community like in Honolulu?
Well, the military people, I think it's a pretty close-knit community, you know. You meet new people right away and you kind of click or you don't, and that's just how it is. Everybody goes through the same thing, so.
Yeah, and what you know, when you say that you either click or you don't, what's the attitude of the military, what you're seeing where you are as far as having a new commander in chief, and, you know, is there conversation about Afghanistan and that kind of stuff? What's the buzz? What's the buzz on the base?
I think, I have heard that some of the military are not happy because they're cutting back enlistments and bonuses and that kind of thing. And my husband is in Iraq right now, and they are hoping to get out of there quickly.
Really? And your husband, is this his first time he was deployed to Iraq or no?
Nope, this is his second tour to Iraq.
Really? And as his wife, you know, that's got to be – do you check in – by Skyping, by phone, or how often do you get to talk to him?
Well, once a week is pretty normal for us. Sometimes Skype, but the internet connection's not great, so sometimes he has to call. But, you know, once a week.
When is he expected back?
They are expected back by November 1st.
Oh, well, that's good news. Here we are in the thick of summer in Hawaii, so that has to make you feel pretty good. You're just slogging it out for those last couple months, huh?
Yep. We're over halfway, so feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. Well, thank him for his service for us, and thank you for the phone call. What should I know about? Is there something that I need to do while I'm in Hawaii that I might not know of?
You know, to be honest with you, I think since I'm alone in this state and I just moved here, and I really haven't experienced a lot since I've been here.
So it's Mac. Probably I'll tell you then. You probably want to partake in some of the local food. That's the thing. Whether it's fresh fruit, pineapples, or the incredible avocados or the macadamia nuts. But the food is great in Hawaii.
No, have you tried a poke yet?
No. And what is that?
I think it originated in Japan, but it's like raw fish and sometimes, you know, octopus and that kind of thing, and they season it. And there's a couple of dishes that are like really Hawaiian, so Hawaii kind of adopted it, I guess.
Ooh.
I have tried that.
All right, so you turned me onto something new. I'll have to try that. Hey, you take care, and again, thank you, your family for the service, but your husband as well. Thank you.
All righty, thank you.
All right, hats off there. Let's move from Honolulu to, we're going to do a couple of quick news as you can abuse, and then we'll head to the inbox. Quickly, this one from Fargo, North Dakota. They say lock your car. Probably some good advice from a crook. A Fargo, North Dakota man is saying he found a note from the person who stole a bunch of stuff from his unlocked car. Mark Neary says the thief took his driver's license and credit cards, but it might have been worse. He left his keys in the ignition. Aside from security advice, he says the thief also paid him a compliment. The crook wrote that Neary has amazing taste in music. What's that about? And then this one from Kernersville, North Carolina. They call it the strangest house in the world. Now it's haunted, too. The Southern Paranormal and Anomaly Research Society is saying that spirits, actually truly ghosts, inhabit this place known as Coroner's Folly. The group says investigators recorded disembodied voices and some weird, mysterious specks of light. And the researchers there are claiming the only explanation for the evidence they found is that the place is haunted. It's a 19th century house. It has 22 rooms spread over 3 floors and even 7 levels. Can you imagine? The website, because I checked this out for the house, says it was built by a young gentleman as the ultimate bachelor pad. Yeah, right. Come see my ghost. You think anyone would buy that? That would be a great pickup line. I have ghosts. Come stay with me and you can actually check out my ghost, right? In the meantime, we have birthdays, but let's head to the inbox, shall we?
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, can we hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
All right, thank you. Frank has written us a note, and Frank is saying aloha, but what does aloha really mean? I guess aloha actually has a couple of different meanings, including, of course, hello, but it's weird because when you're on the phone with somebody, when they say aloha, it also means goodbye. So it has multi-purposes. Here's another one as well from George. George says, Kate, when are you getting to the emails? I've sent you about three of them now. So George listens to us in Michigan. And George is saying that the kid that was kidnapped by the Taliban, he's saying a lot of prayers for him because he feels like ultimately it's going to end badly. And really, what can the United States do other than drop a nuclear bomb? It's funny that he brought that up because off the air I was talking to Matt about that. And I said, really, what can the United States do? We have troops that are in Afghanistan right now, and they're being increased by the fall. Other than that there really isn't too much except for to try to figure out what his location is, which is what they're frantically trying to do now, and hoping to be able to rescue him. But that's a long shot, certainly, at best. Quickly, this day in history, in 1979, the Nicaraguan capital of Managua fell to the Sandinista guerrillas. Remember that? 2 days after the president had fled the country. In 84, U.S. Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro of New York won the Democratic nomination for VP by acclamation at the party's convention in San Francisco. In 1993, President Clinton, we're talking about this now, announced a policy allowing homosexuals to serve in the military under a compromise that was called Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Don't Pursue. Obama has said that he wants that to go away, but so far that has not happened. Some birthdays you'll recognize, probably, maybe about seven of them on the list, including former Senator George McGovern, 87 years old, also celebrating a birthday. Rocker Brian May from Queen is 62, if you like any of Queen's music. Actress Beverly Archer is 61 years old. Country musician Jeremy Patterson is 39 years old. Also celebrating a birthday is Vicky Carr, singer, of course, 69 years old. Country singer. Do you know there's a country singer named George Hamilton IV is 72 years old. Actor Campbell Scott is 48 years old. Trust me, if you saw this guy, you would recognize his face. He's been in a ton of movies. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head. Dying Young. He was Dying Young with Julia Roberts, if you happen to catch that movie. I gotta say aloha to everybody listening on the mainland and everywhere in between. We do thank you. Remember, you can always get to me by sending an email to americatonight.net.